This is Colorado Public Radio News, NKRCC. I'm Vic Vela. Crime in Denver hit new highs and lows last month. April was the first full month of social distancing requirements. Denverite's Kevin Beatty reports.
Denver police say firearms were discharged illegally 95 times in April. It's a high for the year. And aggravated assaults are also up, about 20% compared to 2019. Denver police say they're concerned about a rise in violence as people stay home and may be growing frustrated with the stalled economy. On the other hand, Denver saw a significant drop in car accidents since there are fewer drivers on the road. Drug charges plummeted, partially because of a change in state policy. I'm Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
Colorado has changed the way it reports COVID-19-related deaths. Before, the data showed deaths among all people who had the disease at time of death. Now, the state will give two numbers, deaths caused by COVID-19 and deaths among people with confirmed cases of coronavirus, but who may have died from other causes. The change comes after some raised questions about the state's practices. State health officials say they have not altered any death certificates in response to COVID-19. And a Colorado Springs school district plans to host in-person graduations next month. The state has approved the plan for District 11, which includes Palmer, Mitchell, and Coronado high schools. The plan also has support from El Paso County government and health leaders. The ceremonies will take place outside and only with students and minimal staff in attendance. Much warmer around Denver today. You're listening to CPR News.